Chapter 1. What is the Lord's Supper? Have you ever noticed the strangeness of the Lord's Supper? Many of us have been attending church for so many years that this thing we do every week or every month has become somewhat routine. Its strangeness no longer strikes us. But step back and imagine what it looks like to someone attending a church for the first time. Imagine what it looks like to a child. With some differences among churches in the details of the liturgy, the members of the church receive bread, which they eat in a ceremonial way after the pastor repeats the words of Jesus, "This is my body." Then they receive wine or grape juice, which they ceremonially drink after the pastor repeats the words of Jesus, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." What in the world is going on here? What is the Lord's Supper? Scripture anticipates that the sacraments instituted by God will raise questions among believers. When the Passover was instituted, for instance, Moses said, "And when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by this service?' you shall say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses.'" Exodus chapter 12, verses 26 and 27. The Lord knew that the Passover would require explanation. He knew that Israelite children would wonder about the meaning of the rituals. We should expect nothing different when it comes to our children and the Lord's Supper. But do we know how to answer such questions? What do we say when our children ask, "What do you mean by this service?" Christians in the Reformed tradition have studied Scripture extensively in order to answer such questions. The results of this study are found in the Reformed confessions and catechisms. The Westminster Larger Catechism, for example, provides a concise answer to the question, "What is the Lord's Supper?" The Lord's Supper is a sacrament of the New Testament, wherein, by giving and receiving bread and wine according to the appointment of Jesus Christ, his death is showed forth. "And they that worthily communicate feed upon his body and blood to their spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. Have their union and communion with him confirmed, testify and renew their thankfulness and engagement to God, and their mutual love and fellowship each with the other as members of the same mystical body." Westminster Larger Catechism 168. This definition reveals how intertwined the doctrine of the Lord's Supper is with other Christian doctrines. In this catechism alone, there are 167 questions and answers before we get to the Lord's Supper, and much of what is taught in the earlier questions is assumed here. It is important, therefore, to know that our answer to the question, "What is the Lord's Supper?" cannot be understood in isolation from other Christian doctrines. It is not possible to fully grasp the Reformed doctrine of the Lord's Supper without some understanding of the doctrines of God, Scripture, sin, salvation, the Incarnation, the Church, and more. We see in the Catechism's answer, for example, that the Lord's Supper is a sacrament. But that answer is not helpful if we do not have some idea of the nature of a sacrament. Additional problems arise because many who hear the word sacrament associate it with mysticism or ceremonialism. Some associate it with Roman Catholicism and cannot imagine why a Protestant church would continue to use such a loaded term. There is a fear that the use of the word might be allowing the camel's nose under the tent, and if the nose is there, the camel cannot be far behind. This is one reason why the study of the Reformation and the confessions of the Reformation can be incredibly helpful. The Reformers had no fear of the word sacrament and no qualms about its continued use, and they, better than anyone today, knew the dangers of late medieval Roman Catholicism.